Welcome back. On a recent evening, we climbed the steep front steps of a home on Fairmont Street in Melrose, Massachusetts, to meet the Parker family.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Are you Rick?
I'm Rick.
In the small foyer, Rick, his wife Patty, their 9-year-old son Ben, and curled up on a cot set up in the narrow hallway to the kitchen, Ben's twin brother Sam, who has severe cerebral palsy.
Hi. Hi, buddy. How are you?
He likes odd sounds.
Hi, Sam. I can make odd sounds.
Theirs is a story about how we forget what might be going on beyond the front steps of homes, how much help families might need in addition to insurance and government aid. Sam can't feed himself or talk or walk.
I mean, we love him dearly, but you can't just all climb into the car and head on down to the grocery store or, you know, off to Storyland for the day, you know. It's so much work to get him from even one spot in the house to another.
Sam, he has no choice in the matter. So it's been a learning experience for both Patty and I to learn about how to live every day differently than what we know.
For instance, there's another set of steep stairs from the foyer up to the second floor where Sam's bed is, near his parents. Patty can manage carrying Sam down in the mornings, but every night, Rick would carry his son up those steep stairs.
Yes, very steep stairs. Carrying him up those stairs, it was rather nice to do it because all these things that I could do with Ben, throw the ball and everything, you do things different with Sam. You can't throw the ball with them. You can't do a lot of things. But what can you do with Sam? And so one of the things that I was able to do is able to bring him up and down the stairs.
But a year ago, then 42-year-old Rick was diagnosed with a life-threatening heart condition. Doctors said no more lifting.
Part of me was very hurt. It's very hurt to not know you're not able to care for someone you should be able to care for. You have this sense of loss. I don't know. It just hurts, you know? I don't know how to explain it other than that.
Well, you don't have to. Your eyes are wet, you know, so.
We do get help, but it's limited help. They come out and evaluate Sam every year and decide how many hours of nursing care they will give us. And right now, I work 12-hour shifts on the weekends, so the nurse hours are used up during that time so that there's somebody here with Rick. I mean, any extra stress on his aorta, and it could have ruptured and killed him right then and there.
But all that nursing care is on the weekends. Who would replace Rick to carry Sam up the stairs weeknights? Enter Rudy Favard, literally, with Ben hanging on him like a puppy.
You're probably gonna fall!
Hello.
Last year, desperate for help, the Parker family pediatrician suggested that Patty contact Elizabeth Paquette, a nurse at nearby Malden Catholic High School, and ask her what seemed like a crazy question. Is there a student who'd be willing to volunteer to carry a child to bed at night? The next day, Rudy, football co-captain, honor roll student, son of Haitian immigrants, showed up at their door.
I see Rudy, you know, lean down to Sam and stroke his hand and whisper to him quietly, just talking to him, rubbing his tummy and stuff, and seeing the important things. And he exuded that right when he first came in our door.
It's almost a year now that this has been going on, and he shows up every night. Every night he's here.
Rudy, it's pretty amazing to people, as you know, that you keep coming here night after night.
I think Sam is amazing. I don't think I'm amazing. Just looking at him, it shows that it's only by God's grace you're able to do whatever you're doing, so you might as well just keep doing it, you know?
Sam agrees?
I think so. Sounds like it.
He hears you.
Yep.
Well, and as you go on, how do you think you're changed?
Yeah.
How
definitely.
So?
Just he made me appreciate things way more than I did before, you know? Because you have those tough days and I don't want to go to practice, I don't want to do homework, but at least I got the opportunity. Yeah.
Was there ever a night there's a special date or a party or...
Honestly, that's not really a big issue. I kind of bring my dates over. The thing about Modern Catholic is we're taught to serve, you know? So it was really just I was the one who was picked for it, but I'm sure all the other kids would have done it too. That's just the kind of kids that are there at Modern Catholic.
Were you surprised that this problem even existed?
I wasn't surprised the problem existed because my parents, they work in a nursing home. So I was used to seeing people handicapped and disabled. But at the same time, it's kind of hard seeing a child with those disabilities.
How much of this do you think you get from your parents?
I owe everything to my parents. My father, he's definitely one of those people. He leads by example. So everything I learned about work ethic, hard work, I learned that from just watching him wake up in the morning. And my mom, she's the talker, but a lot of the stuff she says makes sense, and I appreciate it now that I'm older.
Okay. All right, let me just make sure he's not wet. He's okay. His tube is off, thank goodness. And...
it's bedtime. The 5'11", 215-pound Rudy picks up the 75-pound Sam and gently but quickly carries him up the 14 steps.
Here we go. He's getting heavier, isn't he?
Just like that, it's done. Hugs all around. Rudy heads for the door. Just like every other night, only this one is different. Rudy is about to graduate.
Remember, tomorrow's the last day, so...
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Have a party.
Party?
For you.
Yes! All right, I'll see you then.
See you then.
It's so simple, but it's huge.
It's huge to us. I get to live another day, and he's helping me live.
But Rudy's leaving, going to college.
Next week, and we're very excited for him. He's more than earned his next step in his life, and we can't think but just the best for Rudy.
And other kids are going to take over. And I understand you're looking to buy a home that's on one level.
Yes.
So you don't have this issue anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it's going to be a big loss.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. We're very attached to him.
Yeah.
It's like saying goodbye to your own child, really. It's hard.
Yeah.
But we have to let him go. And I don't expect that this is the last we'll see of Rudy. He'll be back.
Let's go now, boys!
That's the sound of now freshman linebacker Rudy Favard and his teammates at Connecticut's Sacred Heart University practicing for tomorrow's game. One particular family on Fairmont Street in Melrose, Massachusetts, will be rooting them on. To learn more about the Parkers and Rudy Favard, go to hearandnow.org. By the way, when we visited the Parkers, we thought immediately of Camp Jabberwocky, otherwise known as the Martha's Vineyard Cerebral Palsy Camp. Remember when we watched them proudly march in the island's annual 4th of July parade?
Sure, yeah. Sure, that's the where they should be.
That's camp founder Helen Lamb, called Hellcat for her fierce devotion to the disabled. We're sad to report that Helen died last week at the age of 97. And it turns out her very first camper, Larry Perry, with her since 1953, died last week as well. One can't help but wonder what a racket they're making somewhere right now.
"'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wave, all mimsy where the borogoves and the mome raths outgrabe."
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a great Labor Day weekend, and please join us again here and now.